present a program for our French African listeners on Fairchild Radio.
Demandez le programme. 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 Demandez le programme.
Palabra. La palabra. La palabra. La palabra. La palabra.
Welcome.
DJ KMG Bombastic en direct sur votre onde préférée de Vancouver. La palabra. La palabra. Ok. Du tonnerre.
Bonjour, messieurs et dames, auditeurs, auditrices. La Palabra. Merci bien d'être au rendez-vous hebdomadaire de la semaine sur La Palabra 96.1 FM de la Colombie-Britannique, ici, Vancouver, Richmond, ici au Canada. KMJ, votre animateur arc-en-ciel de toutes couleurs, au micro. Notre invité du jour sur Crossroad Carrefour, Madame Jennifer Waseke, du Centre de famille multiculturelle de Vancouver, qui va nous parler sur les situations des conditions des femmes réfugiées ici au Canada, en anglais et en swahili. De plus, Glenn Thompson, invité surprise de ce programme, est dédié à toutes les femmes, à toutes les femmes du monde pour leur sacrifice de la vie au monde. Bon, sponsorisé par Afro News, The Voice of Unity. Le ton est donné avec Shalamona. On y va.
Soki na keiko ebisa bako pesa eano, mwana zongela kama.
Beauté d'une femme de Mbelia Bella, notre grande Congolaise. We have in the house our guest today, Madame Jennifer. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good, thank you.
Good, good, good. Keeping on, we're going to be having Madame Jennifer talk to Libby about women you see here, and then we will continue first with the music. On y va!
le temps du Carrefour.
Discover Crossroads, Man and His Culture.
Carrefour vous amène à découvrir l'homme et sa culture.
Notre invité de surprise ce matin, Monsieur Glenn Thompson. We have on the phone our surprise guest today, Mr. Glenn Thompson. Glenn Thompson, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How about yourself?
Wonderful. I think Glenn Thompson from British Columbia, person living in a society. What can we know about this society?
Well, are we going to talk about the AIDS Walk for Life, which is happening tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk about the AIDS Walk tomorrow, about what the events coming tomorrow.
Okay. Well, it's going to be at Separately Park in Stanley Park. And it will be starting, registration opens at 9, and the walk will be starting at 11, and there will be lots of entertainment and information tables. This year we have 15 community partners participating in the walk, so it'll be a good time for everyone.
What are some of the community?
Some of the communities, well, we have the Black Women's Congress, Asian Society for Intervention of AIDS, Healing Our Spirit, a couple of housing societies, Positive Women's Network, Surrey HIV AIDS Center Society, Vancouver Friends for Life, Camp Moomba, Youth Go, A Loving Spoonful, Lower Mainland Purpose Society, Positive Living Fraser Valley, Red Road HIV AIDS Network, and Wings Housing.
Please, can you let us a little bit about the society?
Yeah, certainly. Well, we are a member-driven agency. We have about just over 4,400 members throughout the province of BC. And one thing about our organization is we are for and by people living with HIV. So our board of directors is comprised entirely of people living with HIV. We are an empowerment agency. So basically our mission is to empower people living with HIV through mutual support and collective action.
Are we making progress of this situation now, this AIDS epidemic? Are we making progress?
Well, I wish we were doing better. The reality is, although the government put in plans to have these reduction targets, they haven't really put the funds or the resources in place. What we really need to get out to the public is that people do need to get tested. About a third of people living with HIV do not know that they're HIV positive. So it is very important to get tested. One of the big struggles, of course, is there's a lot of stigma associated with HIV. Sometimes people aren't exactly, don't want to get tested, and they actually don't find out they're HIV until they actually come down with, either an AIDS diagnosis, okay, which is end-stage HIV, and that's unfortunate because if people get tested and and they can get into treatment programs, they can live a fairly normal life.
Can you let us know again about the event tomorrow?
Well, we're hoping to have about 2,000 people out on the walk, and we hope to raise about $420,000 for ourselves and our partners.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Glenn Thompson. We wish you a wonderful success tomorrow, and everybody will come to support you.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was Glenn Thompson from the People Living with AIDS Society in Vancouver here. On y va avec Pierre Attam. aïe, 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 ça c'est super avec Pierre Aram, notre ivoirienne. We have our guest today, Madame Jennifer Wosiki. Jennifer, what is the issue of women, in refugee women in Canada, especially here?
Thank you so much, Mr. Honore. There are so many issues that women are facing, especially immigrant and refugee women from Africa. And just first, before we begin the program, I would like to let the friends out there know that this program is arranged by the People's Law School. And the People's Law School is a non-profit society whose purpose is to provide diverse groups of British Columbians with reliable information about their rights and responsibilities under the law. And that's why I'm here, too, to share some of the rights and responsibilities of our fellow Africans. So there is much to talk about, and given the time that we have, I'm sure we will be able to share with friends a couple of things. First of all, I would like to mention that the immigrants and refugee women who come in from Africa come in here because they are, some of them are victims of circumstances, especially the refugees and immigrants, especially the skilled laborers, like the women who've gone to school and the skilled laborers. They come in because of choice. They choose to come here and work here and live here. But apparently their lives are very different. So this morning we'll be covering part of how their lives are different and what are the barriers they both face as immigrants from Africa.
Do you think when immigrants come here, are they making progress in their life, or will they get surprised by the condition?
I think it is they all get surprised. It doesn't matter if they come in as skilled laborers or they come in as refugees. They all get surprised because when we back in our countries, when we think about going to North America, everybody thinks, you know, I am going to a world of fruits and honey and milk and there'll be no more problems and all that. But when we get here, it's a big surprise to all of us.
What are some of the fundamental problems they're facing?
I would say, first of all, when I will, maybe if you give me an opportunity, I'll begin with the skilled laborers. And the women who come in as skilled laborers face barriers. For example, we come in, and in our countries, we don't have lots of bureaucracies. For example, in many cases, we arrive here, we've gone to school in our countries, we've all, we believe because we are educated, people come here with degrees and doctorates, and they arrive here and they're told, you know what, whatever you have and as a certificate is not recognized here. So you're told, okay, go look for a job. You go around and you're told you don't have Canadian experience, you don't have Canadian training, and so it's like basically you didn't go to school. And this is the first shock that most of the skilled labor women face when they arrive here.
Do you think they might have a solution for that?
I think the government needs to look into it, because before most of the skilled laborer women arrive here, it's because we all go through the point form. And during the process of filling out the forms and stuff, we are asked what qualifications we have, what we want to come into in Canada and all that. And we score like really very high before we are accepted here as skilled laborers. But when we arrive here, we are told we are nothing. So if the government can make a way to let the immigrants come, or especially the skilled laborers, know what it is that is really required. Do they want them to train Canadian training back in their own countries? Do they want them to have Canadian education back in their own countries before they come here? Or what do they mean when they tell them that they have no experience and education?
And come back, for me, the most important part here is the family situation. What are the family, some of the family people have 4 or 5 kids coming over here? What are their situation mostly?
That's very interesting, because most of the African countries, having 4 children is like really a less number. It's a small number. Yeah. Most of our families are 10 people and above. 16 is good. 18 is really good enough. But when we come here and you have 4 children, it's like, oh, that is not good. And then you say you have 8 or 12, and they're like, that is not possible, because you can't get a house. You can't get anybody giving you a house with 6 children. Many landlords say, no, we don't want many people in our house. You can't occupy a 3-bedroom house with 8 children, for example, it's almost impossible.
Do you think it is something we have to address? Because at least we should not have to make a mistake. We have already done somewhere in the world with a lot of kids around buying together. And then how can we solve this problem? Do we have any family situation that like that right now?
We have lots, and I think many, many families that are facing this barrier. They're facing this problem. They can't find housing. They can't find enough food. They can't find places. They can't find jobs to be able to look after their children. So I think it is so important that the government addresses this problem, knowing very well, for example, especially when the people are coming in as refugees, they don't have a choice. You get to bring your family. You've been displaced because of the circumstances that have happened in your country. And you come here with your children and you're like, what do I do? Do I sell some of them and keep some of them? Or what do I do to be able to be a normal person in Canada? So I think the government should be able to address this situation to find a way that we will have maybe places that are built for bigger families. If not, some of the places that are being put up right now, they should at least focus on building maybe a five-bedroom houses that are able for people who own subsidy and stuff like that.
We will take a break, music break, and come back.
Vimbo, vimbo mfana. Wenawamba vimba, vimba la minzo vimba. Vimbo mfana. Wenawamba vimba, vimba la minzo vimba. Vimbo mfana. Wenawamba vimba, vimba la minzo vimba. Vimbo mfana. Wenawamba vimba, vimba la minzo vimba.
For the best hair products and cosmetics, they have a large selection of good quality human hair extensions at affordable prices. 4633 Kingsway in Burnaby. Call 604-431-4588. Abantu, the number one shop for African beauty products.
Abantu, très cool. Voilà la presse écrite dont je vous parle, La Source.
The Source, a forum of diversity. Vancouver's bilingual and intercultural newspaper, reflecting our cosmopolitan character and focusing on the news of various communities that make up our cultural mosaic. Log on to thelasource.com.
Seule raison, servir la diversité communautaire. Auditeur, la porte est ouverte sur la palabre.
Send your message out to the world by advertising your service or product on La Palabre. Join us in sharing the cultural diversity of Africa. For opportunities for advertising or sponsorship, please call 604-639-7890 or visit the website at www.privilegegroup.net for more information. La Palabre, your window to the world.
La Palabre, votre fenêtre sur le monde. Alors, as-tu déjà lu la presse écrite Afro News?
The Afro News, the voice of the black community. The first and only Afro newspaper on the West Coast. Find out what's happening in African communities locally, nationally, and globally.
The Afro News.
Strengthening our voice through unity.
L'objectif, servir l'unité du bien-être de nos communautés.
Afro News.
A publication of Privilege Group Holdings. Log on to www.theafronews.com.
It's Nigeria Day 2007, October 6th at the New Serbian Hall at 7837 Canada Way in Burnaby. Come out for the day to explore education, business, and tourism opportunities in Nigeria and celebrate in the evening with a gala dinner and dance featuring the music of Azadian Okulu and One Human Race alongside the Blackfoot Posse DJ crew and special guest Kurai Mubaiwa from Zimbabwe. Get your tickets at 778-878-1843. Presented by the Nigeria-Canada Development Association of BC.
The first ever Vancouver Pan-African Film and Arts Festival brings you compelling stories in Pan-African culture from around the globe, showcasing contemporary issues and expressions of the world's African Black diaspora for a Canadian audience, addressing a living history through film, intercultural dialogue, and artistic expression. Cast yourself. For tickets and information, log on to www.vpaff.org or call 778-887-8438. The Vancouver Pan-African Film and Arts Festival.
Sponsored by the Afro News, the voice of unity, and La Palabre Radio on 96.1 FM, if KMG.
Quelle voiture penses-tu utiliser à notre mariage?
For 24-hour airport service, weddings, graduations, corporate meetings, sightseeing, group events, and special occasions, choose Haka Limousine for professional chauffeur transportation to make your experience an everlasting one. Their meticulously maintained custom fleet ranges from the latest in luxury sedans, stretch limousines, and stretch SUVs. Call 604-838-4062 to book your ride now or log on to www.hakalimousine.com.
Haka Limousine, simple, le chic.
We come back here for Jennifer Wosike. Jennifer, can you let us know a little bit about your association?
I work for the Multicultural Family Center, which is with the Ridge Community Health Center on Commercial Drive. And our mission is to provide culturally relevant programs and services to assist members of immigrant and refugee communities who access health and community services and resources, thereby we facilitate their health, facilitating their health and well-being. Our services include the social services at Reach and other community agencies as well, of those addressing the broader problems that the immigrants and refugees face. And I think we are working on.
Are you making a progress with this society?
Yes, we are really making a big progress, and every day we are faced with different challenges, and I think it's one thing that I feel the immigrants really, really need when they're here.
Do you have any point you realize those are the very important point you issue the society as a government or we people come to take seriously?
We should take seriously the barriers that the immigrants and refugees are facing in accessing health services and accessing other services in the communities.
For me, one thing I'm just trying to be able to know more is how the refugees are doing. Because when I say refugees, sometimes government-sponsored people come over here, they have no idea, and then they just get depressed, hire themselves somewhere. What are they doing?
They are trying to survive. That's all I can say. All of them are trying to survive. They are facing lots of barriers. They are facing barriers like lack of information about their health conditions, lack of information about even lack of like language barriers. They're having barriers in communication styles. They're having barriers in their diets and just a lot of different things.
Okay, we will take a music break and I'll come back with Jennifer in Swahili in the second part of the program. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Miss you, madam, miss you.
Monique Seka, notre belle Ivoirienne, la voix douce Zouka d'Afrique, Côte d'Ivoire. This today's show is dedicated to all women in the world about their suffering and hard working to the family. And we have a special guest, Jennifer, and he's going to be leader in Swahili in the second part. Let's go to the news.
Actualité africaine de la semaine.
Une semaine d'actualité sur le continent africain. Le nationaliste Abba El Fassi, nommé Premier ministre au Maroc. Deux jours après le législatif du 7 septembre, le roi Mohamed VI a nommé, mercredi 19 septembre, au poste du Premier ministre Abba El Fassi, chef du parti nationaliste Istiqlal, arrivé en tête avec 52 sièges à la Chambre des députés, qui en compte 325. La réforme constitutionnelle apaise le climat politique au Zimbabwe. Le Parlement zimbabwéen a voté mardi, tard dans la soirée, un projet de loi sur la réforme constitutionnelle qui confère au président Robert Mugabe le pouvoir de nommer son successeur et prévoit l'organisation d'un scrutin couplé de la présidentielle et des législatives au début de l'année prochaine. Inondation en Ouganda. Le gouvernement déclare l'état d'urgence dans le nord et l'est. Le gouvernement ougandais a décidé de déclarer l'état d'urgence dans le nord et l'est du pays, où d'importantes inondations ont déjà fait 30 morts et coupé le 25 district du reste du pays. Législatives anticipées, les électeurs malgaches aux urnes dimanche. Les électeurs malgaches sont convoqués aux urnes dimanche pour les législatives anticipées dont le parti du président Marc Ravalomanana apparaît comme étant le grand favori. Le scrutin majoritaire à un tour a été provoqué par la dissolution de l'Assemblée nationale le 24 juillet. Une alerte au virus Ebola pour les zones frontalières en Tanzanie. Le gouvernement de la Tanzanie a décrété une alerte contre toute propagation de virus mortel Ebola dont des cas ont été de nouveau détectés en la République démocratique du Congo. Wilson Mukuma, le secrétaire permanent du ministère tanzanien de la Santé, a annoncé à Dar es Salaam que des habitants des régions de Kagera, Kigoma, Mbeya et Rukwa devraient prendre leurs précautions contre la propagation de cette maladie virale. L'Espagne lance un clip pour décourager les clandestins sénégalais. L'Espagne et le Sénégal à OIM communiquent sur les dangers de l'immigration irrégulière. Le gouvernement espagnol, en collaboration avec l'Organisation internationale pour la migration et le Sénégal, a produit un spot qui met en garde contre les dangers de l'immigration clandestine. Lancé et diffusé mercredi sur les ondes sénégalaises, il est inscrit dans une vaste campagne de sensibilisation officiellement lancée dans ce pays le 18 juillet dernier. Une nouvelle piste dans la lutte contre le sida. Des chercheurs testent un anti-retroviral préventif. Une étude américaine publiée cette semaine dans Public Library of Science révèle que la prise quotidienne d'un anti-retroviral aurait un effet préventif contre le VIH, sida. Cette méthode déjà testée sur des animaux et actuellement expérimentée sur des humains pourrait empêcher 3,2 millions de contaminations en Afrique noire sur 10 ans. Togo. Le pédophile français était un spécialiste de l'humanitaire. Yves Maguera est jugé contre le viol de deux enfants togolais. Le procès d'Yves Maguera, un français qui a vécu plus de 20 ans au Togo, se déroule cette semaine à Nanterre, en France. L'homme de 64 ans est accusé d'avoir violé deux enfants entre 91 et 94. Il risque 20 ans de prison. Jérôme Fagla, Mégan, invente le premier remède contre la trypanocytose. Le Béninois a obtenu son brevet auprès de l'Institut français de la propriété industrielle. Le premier médicament contre la trypanocytose, le VK500, a été mis au point par un Béninois, le docteur Jérôme Fagla, Mégan, selon les autorités béninoises qui viennent de l'annoncer. L'Institut français de la propriété industrielle qui lui ont octroyé un brevet pour cette découverte majeure. Les anti-empoisonnés, qui sont les responsables? Un rapport évoque un désastre sanitaire. Après des années de combat, les associations et militants écologistes antillais ont remporté leur première victoire sur le plan national. Le rapport du cancérologue Dominique Belbaum, présenté cette mardi à l'Assemblée nationale, a permis de faire éclater sur la prise à la place parisienne le scandale des sols empoisonnés par des pesticides destinés aux bananeraies. Alors que l'étendue des préjudices causés aux populations n'est pas complètement établie, la question des responsabilités est posée. Une école rien que pour les futurs leaders africains. African Leadership Academy à là, le lycée panafricain fondé par le milliardaire américain Bill Gates est basé en Afrique du Sud. Commence à recruter sur le continent africain pour la rentrée de septembre 2008. Profil recherché de jeunes leaders filles et garçons âgés de 15 à 17 ans qui seront sélectionnés pour le mérite pour intégrer la première classe de LA qui comptera 100 élèves. Une semaine d'articles sur le continent africain sponsorisée par Afro News, The Voice of Unity.
C'était l'actualité africaine sur 96.1 sur FM.
Jumbo Morgana, Swahili, how are you, Jumbo?
Jumbo sana.
To close our first part of the for the our topic we're talking about, we have a guest today. Was Jennifer Wosiki from Family Society, Vancouver. Jennifer, do you have any last word on the English part of the show?
I have a lot of words in the English part of the show. Anyways, I just wanted to let the people out there and the government especially to know that most of these women that come as refugees, they have faced a lot of, they've witnessed death from murder, disease, rape, and enslavement, and they have experienced a profound trauma. And I think I would suggest that the government first of all addresses this problem and looks at their medical conditions before they are forced into employment programs. And most of them have not been to any schools. They don't have any, I would say, formal education. And when they come here, working is just a foreign thing for the women. Going to look for employment is absolutely a foreign thing for the refugee women. And so they are forced to go into employment programs before they can receive any income assistance from the government. And this is causing a lot of trouble out there for the women. It's causing them more stress. Most of them are depressed, and they are not able to look after their children in a good way. Some of the women, for example, we ask, they have to go take ESL classes. It's not enough. ESL classes are not enough for refugee women to be able to acquire enough skills and enough education to compete in the workforce with the native Canadians who have it all. They have it all. They've been born here, raised here. They have everything that you can talk about. While these women have come from places there where they have no schools, no water, no nothing. They just basically have nothing. They're just victims of circumstances. Anyways, most of the barriers that I would like to be addressed is the none of formal education and just the idea that their system is different, their culture is different, and culture and personality is all woven together. There is no way you'll separate this. So I would very, very kindly request the government to look into the issues of the refugee, especially the refugee women, and be able to address their needs before they can be able to integrate into the system. And thank you very much today for giving this opportunity to represent the women. And I hope the women out there, I will tell the immigrant women and refugee women, please keep on working hard and things will get better. Hopefully one day things will get better.
To come back, we want to thank you very, very much so about your position you held and this multicultural family system. Because, you know, when we don't talk about all these issues, we cannot solve them. And we are the only people can be able to understand the solution and problem and find a way to direct them and make sure, say, the politicians or the government to be able to stand for it. But we have to talk about it. If you are a woman somewhere and you don't have anybody, you have a friend, you don't have anybody to be able to help you find your solve your problem, go to Multicultural Center and they will help you. We will come back on the show on Swahili soon.
Discover Crossroads, man and his culture.
Carrefour vous amène à découvrir l'homme et sa culture.
Kare, Mama, Jennifer, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very good.
Where are your position? What is your position in a multicultural family center?
Mimi mwenyewe.
In Swahili.
Okay, nitasema Kiswahili. Nafurahi kusema Kiswahili. Kwa Swahili wenzangu, mjambo mabibi na mabwana. Jina langu pia wamesema ni Jennifer Wasike. Mimi ni mkaji wa mji wa Vancouver. Ninafanya kazi katika shirika la zahanati ya jamii la REACH ambalo linashirikiana na jumuiya ya jamii ya kitamaduni, yani MFC. Mimi ni mshauri wa jamii wa wakili wa umma.
Just to let our people know, don't be surprised, we live in a multicultural world, and today our language is very important for us to let some of our listening, our people in the community, to know what's going on. And because for that, we are speaking right now in Swahili with Jennifer Wasike. Jennifer, service provided by your organization, Multicultural Family Immigrant Service, Agency, what are some of the services?
Baadhi ya miradi tunayoshughulikia ni kama programu ya huduma ambazo zinahitajiwa na wahamiaji na wakimbizi wa hapa mkoani British Columbia. Kwa mfano programu ya makazi na ulinganisho ambayo inapeanwa na washauri wa makazi. Kunayo pia mashauri juu ya nyumba, kuhusu vituo mbalimbali vya afya, mambo kuhusu haki za kiafya watoto na manyumba na shule, jinsi ya kupata daktari wa jamii na pia wataalamu wa masomo na vitu mbalimbali.
And what is some of the settlement and adaptation program?
Katika vikundi au nasema programu za hali ya manyumba na jinsi ya kujifunza vitu kuhusu uhamiaji, tuna mashauri kama huduma za ukalimali na utafurizaji wa ripoti za daktari, ambapo tunaenda na wateja kwenye daktari, tunawasaidia kutafuta manyumba, tunaenda kwenye tunaita kwenye kimombo appointment zao, tunaenda na wao, tunawasaidia, wanajaza form zao ili wapate manyumba, na wakitaka matibabu tunawapeleka kwenye daktari.
Various type of service provided by settlement counselor. Do you have any various programs, something like that?
Kuambatana na maswali ya kijamii na mahali mbalimbali pa kupata misaada, kuambatana nao kwenye tarakana za daktari au maofisi za serikali na mahakamani. Tunaenda kule na wao. Sisi kwanza wanakuja kwetu, wanasema ningependa na hitaji huduma kama hizi. Tunaketi nao chini, tunashauriana, tunawaambia huduma kama hizi, tunapeana hivi na jinsi mbalimbali ambavyo tunaweza kuwasaidia. Alafu kuanzia hapo tunaanza kuambatana nao kila mahali wanapoenda mpaka wakati shida zao zimetulia.
We will take a very music break and come back with Madam Jennifer from Multicultural Family Center. Don't be surprised, this is show is in Swahili now, because we have a multicultural. We live in a multicultural country. Africa have a million of language. We have to be able to serve some of the people in the community, because for that we are having a show in Swahili. Let's go. If Dobe Nyawari from Ivory Coast.
Kuba, Fono confan di detto a tui Ngoba di fune coscia scia Na brati quetu
Hair products and cosmetics. They have a large selection of good quality human hair extensions at affordable prices. 4633 Kingsway in Burnaby. Call 604-431-4588. Abantu, the number one shop for African beauty products.
Abantu, très cool.
Voilà la presse écrite dont je vous parle, la source.
The Source, a forum of diversity. Vancouver's bilingual and intercultural newspaper, reflecting our cosmopolitan character and focusing on the news of various communities that make up our cultural mosaic. Log on to thelasource.com.
Seule raison, servir la diversité communautaire. Auditeur, la porte est ouverte sur la palabre.
Send your message out to the world by advertising your service or product on La Palabre. Join us in sharing the cultural diversity of Africa. For opportunities for advertising or sponsorship, please call 604-639-7890 or visit the website at www.privilegegroup.net for more information. La Palabre, your window to the world.
La Palabre, votre fenêtre sur le monde. Alors, as-tu déjà lu la presse écrite Afro News?
The Afro News, the voice of the black community. The first and only Afro newspaper on the West Coast. Find out what's happening in African communities locally, nationally, and globally.
The Afro News.
Strengthening our voice through unity.
L'objectif, servir l'unité du bien-être de nos communautés.
Afro News.
A publication of Privilege Group Holdings. Log on to www.theafronews.com.
It's Nigeria Day 2007, October 6th at the New Serbian Hall at 7837 Canada Way in Burnaby. Come out for the day to explore education, business, and tourism opportunities in Nigeria and celebrate in the evening with a gala dinner and dance featuring the music of Azadi Inokulu and One Human Race alongside the Black Root Posse DJ crew and special guest Kurai Mubaiwa from Zimbabwe. Get your tickets at 778-878-1843. Presented by the Nigeria Canada Development Association of BC.
The first ever Vancouver Pan-African Film and Arts Festival brings you compelling stories in Pan-African culture from around the globe, showcasing contemporary issues and expressions of the world's African black diaspora for a Canadian audience, addressing a living history through film, intercultural dialogue, and artistic expression. Cast yourself. For tickets and information, log on to www.vpaff.org or call 778-887-8438. The Vancouver Pan-African Film and Arts Festival.
Sponsored by the Afro News, the voice of unity, and La Palabre Radio on 96.1 FM with KMG.
We are back with Jennifer from Multicultural Family Center. Jennifer, quickly, Karibu China.
Asante.
Now, family issue, where can get help from? Where a point can get help from?
Mahali ambapo mimi natumika kwenye MFC, tunayo vikundi mbalimbali na kadhaa kwenye jamii za Kiafrika. Tuna vikundi kadhaa kama kikundi cha wanawake ambacho kinakutana kila Ijumaa kuanzia saa sita hadi saa kumi kule kwenye Eastburn Community Center iko kwenye Edmonds. Hapo ndipo tunakutana kila Ijumaa. Kwa hivyo kama kuna mama yoyote kule nyumbani hajawahi kusikia ama una rafiki ambaye hajui, tafadhali mwambie wamama wa Afrika wanakutana kila Ijumaa kuanzia saa sita hadi saa kumi. Leo tuko na sherehe karamu kubwa, tunaenda kwenye maandalio, tunaita kwenye kimombo picnic. Tunaelekea kule kwenye Ambleside leo, tunaenda kucheza na kusherekea na kufurahia. Pia kuna kikundi cha masomo ya nyumbani ya watoto, yani homework club. Nacho pia kinaendelea siku ya Jumatano, siku ya Jumanne na Alhamisi. Kinafanyika kule kwenye Hillside, kinaitwa Homework Club. Pia kuna kikundi cha vichana, yani kwenye kimombo youth group. Nacho pia kinaendelea kule kwenye Hillside. Masomo juu ya uzazi kwenye udamaduni mpya. Masomo ya ugonjwa wa sukari, yani diabetes. Kuna masomo ambayo tunajifunza jinsi ya kukula vyakula vya hapa na pia kutumika ili tuwe na afya. Tunaye mashauri ya binafsi, mashauri ya jamii na vikundi. Pia kunazo huduma ambazo zinapeanwa na shirika mbalimbali ambazo sio shirika letu tu, lakini ikiwa mtu yoyote yuko na jambo la kuzungumzia au shida yoyote, tafadhali njoo kule kwenye Multicultural Family Center iko kwenye Commercial Drive, njoo tuonane.
We are running out of time, Jennifer. We thank you so much for coming out. I think we will be able to try to arrange something for the next time, okay? And thank you, Jennifer. Today's show is dedicated to all women in the world, and we're trying to help some of our community women in Swahili to be able to get all the information they're looking for. Thank you, Jennifer.
Asante sana.
Asante sana.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We baba, hey, hey, we baba, yankulindaba.
This is Omoja. They are coming back. Discipline is the bridge between goal and accomplishment. Jim Rohn. I'll leave you for this wonderful day and enjoy yourself. Bye bye. KMG. Ciao.
Sisu no fula we.